Carl Schmitz is in the punt. He's about 3 or 4 yards deep in his own end zone. DePaula is the long snapper. Travis Benjamin is back deep to return, standing at his 45-yard line. So they should get terrific field position. Snap is good. Schmitz hits it. Coming down the middle of the field. Benjamin sizes it up. He'll catch it at his own 47. Takes it wide to the right. Skirts 50. 45 outside right. 40. 35. 30. Down the sideline. He's gone. 10. 5. Touchdown. Travis Benjamin. The rabbit is loose.
The rabbit is back.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. We're going to keep the phone calls going all around this great nation of ours. Brandon in Virginia, welcome to CBD.
Hey, what's happening, man? Big fan of the show. I listen to y'all every day on my way to work.
Thank you very much.
But I got two things. I really like E.J. Biz, man. I do, too. I really think that Hauser's on the bubble. He's not worth the money we've given him so far. And then I was listening how they said that we got the third-rated offensive line. We're going to have possibly a top five defense. How do they have us ranked 29th in the power rankings on CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, and all that? We're like Rodney Dangerfield. We get no respect.
That's how we got to earn respect, though.
You have to earn respect, but I think in today's NFL – with the spotlight on quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers, and I believe a lot of it has to do with how huge and the boom that has been fantasy football, that they look at our playmakers, they look at first-year offensive coordinator, they look at all the kind of turmoil and drama that there's been here this offseason, and they just don't think that the Cleveland Browns can iron it out moving into the season.
Right. I agree with that. Let's go to Chris in Arizona. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I want to piggyback on that last point. I think everyone was hating on us last year, and we still started the season 7-4. It didn't go so good down the stretch. But the reason I really called is I wanted to ask about Johnny's elbow. Do you guys think that the Browns are just resting him so that, say, McCown – something crazy happened, pray to God it doesn't, but he gets hit in the first game and goes down, that Johnny's ready to step in and take over as quarterback? Or do you think they're resting him because something's really wrong?
Go ahead, Nathan.
I think they're resting him because rest is what he needs,
yes,
to get over this elbow tendonitis. And I think that, or whatever inflammation, whatever's going on there. So I think that he's resting. I do think they feel comfortable, and I think you'll get a real sense of where they feel like he is at. But I believe this is a bigger deal outside the building than in the building, and the expectation in the building, unless things change in the wrong direction, is that he would be available to be the backup and play if necessary should something happen to Josh McCown in week one.
I agree, and I think this is a smart move by the Cleveland Browns to shut him down. As much as we would have loved to see his development or the continuing of his development in this third preseason game, the dress rehearsal, maybe some reps with the ones, maybe not. And then, you know, have him get a half a football against the Chicago Bears, because that's what he does, just as I do. I need reps. You know, yep. I'm still new with reps, 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 reps. That's what any young person needs, and you're missing out on that. But then you put the team in a quandary when it comes to building this ultimate 53-man roster with guys up, guys down, guys that should be making the team. You know, how do you get through the next, you know, 9, 10, 11 days and have the right 53 in this building moving forward towards your battle with the New York Jets?
Yes, you do. When we come back, one man who will be heading to New York with the team and filling your ears with his golden tones, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, our guest when we return here on CBD.